John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Sunday at 7:30, he will be at Punchline Philly. Tickets are available at punchlinephilly.com. His new tour, the Creamy and Crunchy Tour, which I've got a lot of questions about already, is coming to town, and the man that's behind it is Greg Warren. Hiya, Greg.
Hey, John. How's it going, man?
It's going well. How's it going for you, sir?
It's really good, man.
Now, listen, before we get into this tour, I got to tell you a couple of things. First off, Steve showed me a photo. When you were doing all of that stuff last time we spoke about Korn and all that, you know, I just figured that you were like a city slicker and didn't understand any of this stuff. And then he shows me this picture of you and your family who looked like they just came out of Amish Idol. All right, you got these bowl haircuts, you're sitting on barrels, and everybody's in overalls.
Yeah.
What the hell is your background?
John, I swear I don't know what that's from. I grew up in the suburbs of St. Louis. My dad is from Long Island. My mother grew up in the city of St. Louis, and I was looking through these pictures, and it's all of us looking like hillbillies, man. Like, I think somebody's holding a basket of apples or something.
Yes.
It was like a prop at Olin Mills or Sears. And we just picked that prop. And there's no arguing with you. We look like hillbillies.
Greg, most people choose the old-timey Western photo when they do those things.
No, my parents went with a country bumpkin. My father is Jewish. I swear to you. That's his favorite picture. He carries around in his wallet. He loves that picture, man.
That might be the first picture of a Jew in overalls.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, the longer we know you, the more we find out about your background. And you didn't come out of school and like a lot of comics, you know, maybe was doing while they were in college, they were, you know, doing stand-up comedy, or afterwards they became teachers, which is a lot like being a stand-up comedian.
Sure.
You were a salesman for Procter & Gamble?
Yeah, I was.
Got to explain this transfer for me.
So when I was in college, I worked at a comedy club.
Okay.
And it was owned by this guy, Freddie DeMarco. 100% New York Italian, owned a bar in the middle of Missouri. John, it seemed a little witness protection-y, but, you know, nobody asked questions.
Okay.
So, and Fred was like, I worked at this comedy club, and I thought when I graduated, you know, I'd become a comedian. And Fred was kind of working with me. He was kind of like a mentor. And I went through this breakup my senior year, and I just kind of flipped out, and I chickened out. I figured I need to make some money, and I took this job at Procter & Gamble, okay? So I had to call Fred to tell him, hey, Freddie, I'm not gonna be a comedian. I took a job at Procter & Gamble. Clint, what are you talking about? Why would you do that, man? I'm like, Freddie, it's a good job. It's a good job if you want to be bored for the rest of your life, Freddie. I just fell asleep between the words Procter & Gamble. Jesus Christ, Greg, you can't. I'm like, Fred, they're giving me a company car. Of course they're giving you a company car, Greg. How else are you going to convince a 22-year-old kid to sell soap for the rest of his life? I'm not selling soap. I'm in the food division. I'm selling peanut butter. Oh, peanut butter. Like, why didn't you say so? I mean, that's an entirely different situation there. And one day you're selling creamy, the next day you're selling crunchy. Think of all the, Greg, do yourself a favor. Put a gun in your mouth and get it over with. That's what he told me. So I take the job, and I worked 10 years, John.
Ten years,
and I got promoted a lot, and I was making a lot of money. And one day, I was at the corporate office in Cincinnati, and it hit me. I was doing stand-up a little bit on the side.
Right.
And I had a particularly good night opening for Kevin Pollak over the weekend. And I was like, I was starting to get good, and I was like, I can't do this. I want to be a comedian, and I quit. I quit the job, and I called Fred. I go, hey, Freddie, I did it, man. I quit Procter & Gamble. I'm going full-time comedy. Why would you do that? What are you doing, Greg? I'm like, they gave you a company car. What else do you want? I'm like, no, it's funny. No, you told me. I told you to do it 10 years ago, Greg. You're 33 years old. You're supposed to be bored. Your life's almost over. Jesus. Yeah, come on, Greg. Greg, I got to tell you, I mean, people don't necessarily need comedy. They need peanut butter. There's a lot of stability. I sold the peanut butter for 10 years, man. Jif, John. Jif.
Well, picky mothers prefer it.
I don't mean to wordsmith you here, but it's choosy moms.
Oh, it's choosy moms? Oh, okay.
Yeah, show some respect, John.
I'm sorry.
Choosy moms choose Jif. Not all moms. Like, let's say maybe you're a mom who drinks in the afternoon and forgets to pick your kids up from school. If that's the case, by all means, buy Peter Pan. That's a better product for you. You know? But if you're a choosy mom, and when I say choosy, John, I'm not talking about like a fanatical mom, like an organic peanut butter mom. You know what I'm talking about? That stuff where like the it's got the inch of oil on top of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and they're like, well, Greg, that's how peanut butter naturally settles. Well, then cover it up. Nope, nobody wants to see that. Greg, your peanut butter has preservatives in it. That's why it doesn't do that. Yeah, that's exactly why. Maybe we're trying to preserve people's appetite. You just got to stir it up and it goes away. Oh, now I'm supposed to take part in the manufacturing process? Like, why don't you just hand me a bag of peanuts and a hammer next time? Okay? I'm the peanut butter eater. You're the peanut butter maker. And if your mom gives you organic peanut butter out there, I get it. I mean, obviously, you're homeschooled. I mean, that's probably what's going on. You know, and I know why you're homeschooled. Because your mom doesn't want you to go to school and sit next to the kid eating the Jif sandwich and have that kid be like, hey, there's a better way to live. She was kind of shelter you. But John, and I say this very, very vehemently, you can't shelter your kid forever. Eventually, they're going to leave. And we saw it in the peanut butter business. These kids would, you know, they'd get out, finally get away from their home. They'd go to college. They'd start eating real peanut butter. 6 weeks later, they're passed out on a park bench with Nutter Butters all over their face. You know, it's an ugly thing. You
know? So let me ask, are you a creamy or a crunchy guy?
You know, I would say creamy. You know how that breaks down, by the way, the numbers on that?
I'm going to say what, 50-50?
4-1 creamy to crunchy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. 4-1. See, I'm a creamy guy myself.
Yeah. John, I got to be honest, I'm going 2001 numbers.
Oh, okay.
Could have changed. But the thing is, I can go right into a grocery store, and I can tell you right there by reading the I can read a shelf like nobody's business. I can tell you what's going on, how many facings. You know, I can tell you all kinds of stuff just by looking at a grocery store shelf.
Your kids must hate food shopping with you.
Well, I don't have any kids, John, but thanks for bringing that up.
Well, Greg Warren is going to be at Punchline this Sunday at 7:30. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. It is always a pleasure. I can't wait to see you in the studio again. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, man, it's always great talking to you. Thanks for having me on, man.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.